The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and of course now some anxiety about how much Brexit might cost. Adam.
Well, it's all a bit of conjecture, but it's thought the divorce bill, if we can put it like that, for the financial commitment and all the pledges that the UK has made to what it'll pay into the European Union and so forth, could amount to up to 100 billion euros, $150 billion. And the latest figure is actually put at half that. So that's a massive saving, isn't it? Ooh, only $80 billion. The UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has given his considered diplomatic response. They can go and whistle,
yes.
Exactly what he said. He suggests that the sums are extortionate. But then Boris Johnson didn't mention that we had a divorce bill. In fact, I don't remember anyone mentioning the divorce bill when we voted in the referendum. And frankly, if we've got to pay that kind of money, it's kind of not worth it.
But against that, of course, those are the anti-Brexit people. The pro-Brexit people would say that there's a likelihood of very, very significant trade agreements, bilateral, being made. I note that Donald Trump had something to say to Theresa May about that at Hamburg. So
yes, that's true. And interestingly as well, Alan, that just sort of papering over the cracks a little bit, you could argue, maybe, we've got a foreign visit here tomorrow. The Spanish King Felipe VI is coming with his queen, so there'll be a bit of pomp and glitz. But also, this underlines the fact that currently the UK exports 15 billion quid's worth of stuff to Spain, and in return, we buy 25 billion's worth of stuff. So in other words, just with Spain, a really big deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Forward in the future.
And you know, these bilateral trade agreements in the past have worked very, very well. So I think there's a few people still holding their anti-Brexit sentiment,
That's
and they're
true.
Entitled to it, but we're not listening to them. Good on you, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.